Tony was talking about how he wound up getting paid to care less. Less about his sick patients. Less about the specialism that demanded years of study. Less about the career he had spent decades practicing. But all the talking proved something else. He still cares. A bit too much for his own good. Remembering his 30-plus years as a pharmacist, he recalled, in a Midlands sing-song, a man who once came in with a sore on his head that kept catching on his razor. Tony had a look. I says, "Get to the doctor." He says, "What, in a few weeks?" "No, now." It turned out to be a skin cancer that the doctor began treating straight away. Then there was the woman who wanted more antibiotic eye drops. Tony just knew something didn't look right and refused to sell her anything. Instead, he packed her off to the GP, and the doctor immediately flagged up a possible brain tumour. A hunch, Tony shrugged. Through years of experience, you just develop an instinct. Such are the memories by which he measures out his life. No sprints down a hospital corridor, no anguished shouting in an operating theatre. His has been an unheroic career, but a life-changing, even life-saving one. They've had cancer, marriage split-ups, men even talk about their impotence. No wonder they bring these troubles to his counter. In his mid-50s, Tony emits the ready sympathy of a dad at the school gates at home time. How many of these patients guessed that their own chemist was sick? Over the past few years, depression has dug its claws into Tony. He is tired all the time. His weight, blood sugar, and blood pressure have shot up.